Brother and his family are here. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, Trisha's going to Montreal.
Montreal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. Her family's there.
And then we're off.
When do you leave?
Oh, you're not ready, are you?
Mom, Uncle Frank won't let me watch the movie, but the big kids can. Why can't I?
Kevin, I'm on the phone.
When do you come back?
Not till then.
It's not even rated R. He's just being a jerk.
Kevin, if Uncle Frank says no, then it must be really bad.
No, we're not bringing the dog. Put it in the kennel for the...
Hey, get off. Kevin, out of the room.
Hang up the phone and make me, why don't you?
Okay, did you by any chance pick up the voltage adapter thing?
No, I didn't have time to do that.
Well, how am I supposed to shave in France?
Grow a goatee.
Dad, nobody let me do anything.
Bye.
You don't have anything to do? I got something for you to do. You can pick up those micro machines that are all over in there. Aunt Leslie stepped on one and almost broke her neck.
He was in the garage again playing with the glue gun.
Didn't we talk about that?
Did I burn down the joint? I don't think so. I was making ornaments out of fish hooks.
My new fish hooks?
I can't make ornaments out of the old ones with dry worm guts stuck on them.
Peter.
Come on, Kevin. Out.
Peter, Kate, do you guys have a voltage adapter?
Here's a voltage adapter.
Kevin, you're getting heavy. Go pack your suitcase.
Pack my suitcase?
Do you know where the shampoo is, Fuller?
I don't live here.
I don't believe in a house with this many people, there's no shampoo.
Pardon me, are you a parent's home?
Yeah, but they don't live here. Tracy, did you order the pizza?
Oz did.
Excuse me, miss. Are your parents here?
My parents live in Paris, sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
Are your parents home?
Yeah.
Do they live here?
No.
No. Why should they? All kids, no parents. Probably a fancy orphanage.
I don't know how to pack a suitcase. I've never done this once in my whole life.
Tough.
That's what Megan said.
What did I say? You told Kevin tough. The dope was whining about a suitcase. What am I supposed to do? Shake his hand and say congratulations, you're an idiot?
I'm not an idiot.
Oh, really? You're completely helpless. Everyone has to do everything for you.
She's right, Kev.
Excuse me, pupils. I'm a lot smaller than you. I don't know how to pack a suitcase.
Hey, I hope you didn't just pack crap, Jeff.
Shut up, Lenny.
Do you know what I should pack?
Buzz told you, cheek face. Toilet paper and water.
Listen, Kev, what are you so worried about? You know Mom's gonna pack your stuff anyway. You're what the French call les incompetents.
What?
Bombs away!
P.S. You have to sleep on the hide-a-bed with Fuller. If he has something to drink, he's gonna wet the bed.
This house is so full of people, it makes me sick. When I grow up and get married, I'm living alone. Did you hear me? I'm living alone! I'm living alone!
Who's gonna feed your spider while we're gone?
He just ate a whole load of mice guts. He should be good for a couple weeks. Is it true that French babes don't shave their pits?
Some don't.
But they got nude beaches.
Not in the winter.
Buzz?
Don't you know how to knock phlegm wad?
Can I sleep in your room? I don't want to sleep on the hide-a-bed with Fuller. If he has something to drink, he'll wet the bed.
I wouldn't let you sleep in my room if you were growing on my ass. Check it out, old man Marley.
tea.
You ever heard of the South Bend Shovel Slayer?
No.
That's him. Back in 58, murdered his whole family and half the people on his block. With the snow shovel. Been hiding out in this neighborhood ever since.
Well, if he's a shovel slayer, how come the cops don't arrest him?
Not enough evidence to convict. They never found the bodies. Everyone around here knows he did it. Now it'll just be a matter of time before he does it again.
What's he doing now?
He walks up and down the streets every night, salting the sidewalks.
Maybe he's just trying to be nice.
No way. See that garbage can full of salt? That's where he keeps his victims. The salt turns the bodies into mummies.
Yeah, look out!
How you kids doing, huh? Good? A lot of action around here today, huh? Going on vacation? Where you going? You hear me or what? Going on a trip? Where you going, kid?
Okay, that's $122.50.
Not for me, kid. I don't live here.
Oh, you just around for the holidays?
I guess you could say that.
Hey, pizza's here!
There you go. That's $122.50.
Oh, it's my brother's house. He'll take care of it.
Hey, listen,
Frank, remember to use the red plastic.
Hi. Are you Mr. McAllister?
Yeah.
The Mr. McAllister who lives here?
Yes. Oh, good, because somebody owes me $122.50.
I'd like a word with you, sir.
Am I under arrest or something?
No. It's Christmas time. There's always a lot of burglaries around the holidays. So we're just checking the neighborhood to see if everyone's taking the proper precautions. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have automatic timers for our lights, locks for our doors. That's about as well as anybody can do these days, right? Did you get some eggnog or something like that?
Come on, Deb. Let's see.
Eggnog?
Pizza! Oh,
listen,
pizza!
Are you believing...
Pizza!
Grab yourself a napkin, and you're going to have to pour your own drinks.
Mom, does Santa Claus have to go through customs?
What time do you have to go to bed?
Early. We're leaving the house at 8 a.m. on the button.
I hope you're all drinking milk. I want to get rid of it.
Hey, don't you?
Honey, the pizza boy needs $122.50 plus tip.
For pizza?
10 pizzas times $12.
Frank, you've got some money, don't you? Come on.
Traveler's checks.
Forget it, Frank. We have cash.
You probably get the kind of traveler's checks that don't work in France.
Did anyone order me plain cheese?
Well, yeah, we did. But if you want any, somebody's gonna have to barf it all up. Because it's gone.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Get a plate.
He knows I ate sausage and olives and
look
onions
what you did, you little jerk.
Kevin, get upstairs right now.
Why?
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Shut up.
Kevin, upstairs.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Now it's for dinner.
Brothers, such like we don't know.
Why do I always get treated like skunk?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This house is just crazy. We've got all these extra kids running around. My brother-in-law drove in from Ohio today. It's just nuts.
How come you didn't bring more cheese pizzas?
Nice tip. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Having a reunion or something?
Oh, no. My husband's brother transferred to Paris last summer, and both of his kids are still going to school here, and I guess he missed the whole family. He's giving us all this trip to Paris for the holiday so we can be together.
You're taking a trip to Paris?
Yes, we hope to leave tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
If you'll excuse me, this one's a little out of sorts. I'll be right back.
Don't worry about me. I spoke to your husband already. And don't worry about your home. It's in good hands.
There are 15 people in this house. You're the only one who has to make trouble.
I'm the only one getting dumped on.
You're the only one acting up. Now, get upstairs.
I am upstairs, dummy. Third floor?
Go.
It's scary up there.
Don't be silly. Fuller will be up in a little while.
I don't want to sleep with Fuller. You know about him. He wets the bed. He'll pee all over me. I know it.
Fine. We'll put him somewhere else.
I'm sorry.
It's too late. Get upstairs.
Everyone in this family hates me.
Then maybe you should ask Santa for a new family.
I don't want a new family. I don't want any family. Families suck.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see you again for the rest of my whole life. And I don't want to see anybody else either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
I hope I never see any jerks again.
I wish they would all just disappear.
Gee, kid, I don't know. Hit the road.
Heather, do a head count. Make sure everyone's in the van. Where are the pups? What's the ticket?
Put them in the microwave and dry them off.
How fast does this thing go? Does it have automatic transmission? Does it have four-wheel drive?
Look, I told you before, kid, don't bother me. Now beat it.
I get it.
Line up in front of the van.
I just take my batteries.
Come on, you guys.
Line up and shut up. Shut up. I got to take a head count. 1, 2, 11, 92, 12.
Fuzz, don't be a moron.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay,
Half in this van, half in this van. Let's go.
Have a good trip. Bring me back something fresh.
There's no way on earth we're going to make this plane. It leaves in 45 minutes.
Think positive, Frank.
You be positive. I'll be realistic.
Ma'am, excuse me. I just wanted to let you know that your power is fixed, but the phone lines are a mess. It's going to take Ma Bell a couple of days to patch them up, especially around the holidays.
Okay, thanks. Heather, did you count heads?
11, including me. 5 boys, 6 girls, 4 parents, 2 drivers, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Please. Champagne, please. Yes. It's free, isn't it?
Yes.
We made it.
Can you believe it? Hope we didn't forget anything.
Person. Fill it up. Please. Thank you.
Don't you feel like a heel flying first class with all the kids back in coach?
No, the kids are fine. The only flying I ever did as a kid was in the family station wagon. It wasn't to France. We used to have to go over to Aunt Laura and Uncle Arthur's house. Kids are okay. They're having the time of their lives.
Guys. Buzz? 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 Megan? Hello? Hello? Rod? Uncle Frank? Uncle Frank, is this a joke? Megan? Lenny? Is this a joke?
I made my family disappear.
Kevin, you're completely helpless.
No, Kevin, you're what the French call les incompétents.
Kevin, I'm going to feed you to my tarantula.
Kevin, you are such a disease.
There are 15 people in this house, and you're the only one who has to make trouble.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I made my family disappear. Than anybody. Sickening. Cool firecrackers. I'll save these for later.
Buzz, I'm going through all your private stuff. You better come out and pound me.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
It's me, Snakes. I got the stuff.
Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
All right, Johnny. But what about my money?
What money?
AC said you had some dough for me.
That effect. How much do I owe you?
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
What do you mean?
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. You better come out and stop me.
He'll call you when he gets out. Hey, I tell you what I'm going to give you, Snakes. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no-good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Mom!
What's the matter? Honey?
I have a terrible feeling.
About what?
That we didn't do something.
Now you feel that way because we left in such a hurry. We took care of everything. Believe me, we did.
Did I turn off the coffee?
No. I did.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
That's it. I forgot to close the garage. That's it.
No, that's not it.
What else could we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Hey,
Ben's doing all he can. Your phones are still out of order.
We'll call as soon as we land, Kate. I'm sure everything's okay.
Horrible. Horrible. Just horrible.
How could we do this? We forgot him.
We didn't forget him. We just miscounted.
What kind of mother am I?
If it makes you feel any better, I forgot my reading classes.
Five families gone on one block alone. They all told me from their own mouths.
It's almost too easy.
Check it out. All the houses with nobody home have automatic timers on their lights. But I got it all figured out. Watch this. Number 664 will be going on right about now. Oh. Wait. Number 672, right now. Wait a minute. 671, now. And that's the one, Marvin. That's the silver tuna.
Oh, it's very G.
Very G, huh? It's loaded. It's got lots of top-flight goods. Stereos, VCRs.
Toys?
Probably looking at some very fine jewelry. Possible cash hoard. Odd marketable securities. Who knows? It's a gem. Grab your crowbar. Crowbar's up.
You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich.
They were gone.
We're supposed to leave this morning.
Let's get out of here.
Emergency. We really have to make a call.
Mais que se passe-t-il?
Please, our brother's home alone.
Rendez-moi le téléphone. Excuse me,
just give us the phone.
Rendez-moi le téléphone.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, but thank you. Peter, I'm going to call the police. Why don't you book us a flight home?
Here, get some change out of here. Call everybody you know.
Oh, Leslie, here's my address book. You and Frank, call everybody who lives on our street. Maybe somebody can help us. What am I doing? Hello? Well, she'll have to call you back.
Ridiculous. Only a wimp would be hiding under a bed. And I can't be a wimp. I'm the man of the house.
Hey! I'm not afraid anymore! I said I'm not afraid anymore! Do you hear me? I'm not afraid anymore!
Thank you.
Village Police Department.
Yeah, hi, look. I'm calling from Paris. I have a son who's home alone.
Our phones there are out of order, so I'd like somebody to go over to our house, tell him that we're coming home to get him.
Okay, let me connect you with Family Crisis Intervention.
No, it's not a family crisis.
Hold on. Larry, can you pick up? There's some lady on hold. Sounds kind of hyper.
What line, Rose?
Two.
Family Crisis Intervention, Sergeant Balzac.
I'm calling from Paris. I have a son who's home alone.
Has a child been involved in a violent altercation with a drunken and or mentally ill member of his immediate family?
No.
Has he been involved in a household accident?
I don't know. I hope not.
Has the child ingested any poison and or any other object that has become lodged in his throat?
No, he's just home alone.
And I would like somebody to go over to the house and
see that he's all right, just to check on him.
You want us to go to your house just to check on him?
Yes!
Let me connect you with the police department.
No, they just transferred me to you.
Rose!
Yeah?
Hyper on two.
Hang on.
Hold on, please.
No, please don't hang up. Please, don't. Any luck?
No. I couldn't get anybody.
Leslie?
I'm sorry, Kate. Nothing but a bunch of answering machines.
Somebody pick up.
Oh, hi, ma'am. It's you again.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from Paris. I have a son who's home alone, and I...
Okay. We'll send a policeman over to your house to check on your son.
There's no one home. The house looks secure. I'm the counter kids again.
I can't believe that you can't bump somebody or ask somebody or...
I'm sorry, but there's no way I can do that.
Well, isn't there a way, like, if you ask somebody? I mean, if you brought somebody up here and you explained to them that this is an emergency...
I cannot ask somebody.
They're sending a policeman over to the house to check on Kevin.
Well, that's a relief. Everything here is booked.
There's nothing to Chicago?
There's nothing to Chicago, New York, Nashville, you name it. Everything's gone.
What about a private plane?
No, I'm sorry. We don't do that.
The only thing they have is a booking for all of us on Friday morning.
Friday morning? That's 2 days away.
Look, honey, the kids are exhausted. You are exhausted. There's absolutely nothing more that we can do in this airport. Now, I say we go over to Rob's, and that way we can call the police again, and they can get back to us.
Peter, Kevin is home all by himself. I'm not leaving here unless it's on an airplane.
Madame, we are doing everything we can. Now, if you want to stay at the airport, maybe we can get you on standby. It is a possibility that the seat will open up.
Okay?
Yes. I'll wait.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
You get lost.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. 'Cause I'll be happy Christmas. Once again.
I took a shower washing every body part with Astral soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I washed my hair with the Dove Formula shampoo and used cream rinse for that just wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
Savings.
she went to Florida.
You know, you're one of the great cat burglars of the world, Marv. You think you could keep it down a little in there, huh?
Hi, you've reached the Murphys. Please leave a message after you hear the beep.
Chuck, this is Peter McAllister again, and we're still in Paris at my brother's apartment. Let me give you the number here, okay? The country code is 33. The area code is 14. And the number is 694-876.
Hey, Harry?
Yeah?
That house we were at last night, was that the McAllisters?
Yeah.
Call me in Paris.
You're right. They're gone.
I knew they were.
Silver tuna tonight.
How may I help you?
Is this toothbrush approved by the American Dental Association?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say, hon.
Can you please find out?
Herb?
Yeah?
I've got a question here about a toothbrush. Do you know, is this toothbrush approved by the American Dental Association?
I don't know.
Hon, you pay for that here. Wait, son, you have to pay for that toothbrush. Son? Son? Hey! Jimmy, stop that boy!
Hey! Hey! Shoplifter!
So funny. What are you laughing at? You did it again, didn't you? You left the water running, didn't you? What's wrong with you? Why do you do that? I told you not to do it.
Harry, it's our calling card.
Calling card.
All the great ones leave their mark. We're the Wet Bandits.
You're sick. You know that? You're really sick.
I'm not sick.
Yes, you are.
I'm not sick.
That's a sick thing to do. We don't need that kind
of
heat.
Don't tell me what to do, okay? I can do it if I want to.
Hey,
I'm sick. Hey, watch out!
Hey. You gotta watch out for traffic, son, you know?
Sorry.
Sandy, don't visit the funeral homes, little buddy.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
What's the matter?
I don't like the way that kid looked at me. Did you see that?
You ever seen him before?
I saw 100 kids this week.
Let's see what house he goes into.
I told you something's wrong. See, I knew he looked at me weird. Why would he run?
Come back, I'll be ready. Iris.
Tomorrow, maybe they'll be gone by then. We better get out of here before somebody sees us.
Non, attendez un peu. Il est inutile d'attendre 24 heures et je n'ai aucun conseil à demander. C'est tout décidé, je sais ce que j'ai à dire. C'est non, non, en aucun cas. Vous êtes dans votre fauteuil à tisser toute la journée votre
toile comme une vieille araignée. Attention, vous look what I have found in this kitchen.
Frank, those are for later. Frank.
Mes petits enfants, do you want a little shrimp, huh?
Do you speak English? Parlez anglais. Well, is there, I mean, est-ce qu'il y a une personne qui parle anglais là?
Did you get anybody?
I am looking for my son. Do you know where he is?
No, I can't find anybody. They're home. They've all gone shopping. Nobody's home for the holidays.
Never mind. Forget it.
This is so pointless.
What?
We're here riding in this apartment. Kevin's at home. Mom's at the airport.
So?
You're not at all worried about Kevin.
Why should I be? No, he's acted like a jerk once too many times, and this time he caught it in the butt.
He's so little and helpless. Don't you think he's flipped out?
The little child can use a couple of days in the real world.
You're not at all worried that something might happen to him?
No, for three reasons. A, I'm not that lucky. Two, we have smoke detectors. And D, We live in the most boring street in the United States of America, where nothing even remotely dangerous will ever happen. Period.
It's Little Nero, sir. I have your pizza.
Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Okay. Well, what about the money?
What money?
Well, you have to pay for your pizza, sir.
That a fact? How much do I owe you?
That'll be $11.80, sir.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm gonna give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
Lovely cheese pizza, just for me.
To Dallas, Fort Worth. American Airlines canceled. At destination, Dallas, Fort Worth.
So we have the $500, the pocket translator, the 2 first-class seats. That's an upgrade from your coach.
Is that a real Rolex?
Do you think it is?
No.
But who can tell? I also have a ring.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Come on, Irene, they're boarding.
Oh, this gal has offered us 2 first-class tickets if we go Friday. Plus a ring, a watch, a pocket translator, $500, and
the earrings. You love the earrings.
She's got her own earrings, a whole shoebox full of dangly ones.
No, but I'm desperate. I'm begging you, from a mother to a mother, please.
Oh, Ed,
please.
All right.
Dear Santa Claus, I got a little sister last year. This year, I'd rather have some clay dough.
I didn't mean it. If you come back, I'll never be a pain in the butt again. I promise. Good night.
microwave dinners any good?
I don't know.
I'll give them a whirl. For the kids. Hold on, I got a coupon for that. It was in the paper this morning.
1983.
Okay.
Are you here all by yourself?
Ma'am, I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
Where's your mom?
My mom's in the car.
Where's your father?
He's at work.
What about your brothers and your sisters?
I'm an only child.
Where do you live?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because you're a stranger.
Now it looks like there's nobody home. Last night the place is jumping. Something ain't right. Go check it out.
Now?
No, tomorrow, egghead. Now! Go ahead!
Get the hell out of here.
All right, Johnny.
But what about my money?
What money?
AC said you had some dough for me.
That a fact? How much do I owe you?
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
What do you mean?
He's upstairs taking a bath. He'll call you when he gets out. Hey, I tell you what I'm gonna give you, Snakes. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10. Change, you filthy animal.
What happened?
I don't know who's in there, but somebody just got blown away.
Huh?
Somebody beat us to the job. They're in there. Two of them. There was arguing. One of them blew the other one away.
Who?
I don't know. I thought I recognized one of their voices. And I know I heard that name Snakes before.
Snakes? Snakes, Snakes. I don't know no Snakes.
Snakes. Let's get out of here.
Hold it, hold it. Let's wait and see who it is. We work this neighborhood, too.
Yeah?
Supposing a cop's finger was for a job, and they start asking us questions about a murder in the area. Wouldn't it be nice to have a face to go with their questions?
That's a good idea.
Of course it's a good idea. Snakes.
He sounded like a snake.
Everything's full.
Everything's full.
I'm very sorry, but it is Christmas Eve.
What about another airline?
Nothing available.
May I help you get a hotel room in the city? Tomorrow afternoon, we can get you a flight to Chicago.
I can't wait that long.
I'm terribly sorry, ma'am, but we're doing absolutely everything we can.
Go ahead. On your way. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You have places to go, people to see. Got a ticket there. It's good. Excuse me. Look, I have been awake for almost 60 hours. I'm tired and I'm dirty. I have been from Chicago to Paris to Dallas to... Where the hell am I?
Scranton.
I am trying to get home to my 8-year-old son. And now that I'm this close, you're telling me it's hopeless.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. No way. This is Christmas. The season of perpetual hope.
Ma'am, if...
And I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike. If it costs me everything I own. If I have to sell my soul to the devil himself. I am going to get home to my son.
Ma'am, if there was anything at all I could do for you today...
Do anything.
I can get you a hotel room.
What?
Excuse me. Can you excuse us for a second? Can I see you for a second, please?
Excuse us. No, please.
Couldn't help but hearing you got a little bit of a dilemma there. We got a crisis ourselves. Allow me to introduce myself. Gus Polinski. How are you?
Polka King of the Midwest. The Kenosha Kickers?
Hi there, how you?
No? That's okay. I thought you might have recognized. Anyways, I had a few hits a few years ago. That's why, polka, polka, polka. Polka, polka, polka. No? Twin Lakes Polka, Damavuji Polka, a.k.a. Kiss Me Polka, Polka Twist.
But these are songs.
Yeah. Yeah, we... Some fairly big hits for us, in the early 70s, Yeah, we sold about 623 copies of that.
In Chicago?
No, Sheboygan. Very big in Sheboygan. They loved it,
I'm sorry, did you say you could help me?
Anyway, I'm rambling. Our flight was canceled, so we gotta drive. So, see the guy in the yellow jacket over there? By the budget sign, he's gonna rent us a nice big van, and we're gonna drive to Milwaukee. Now, I heard you had some problems. You're getting to Chicago to see your kid or something?
My son, we left me. He's there.
Oh, jeez. If you have to get to Chicago, we'll gladly drive you. It's on the way to Milwaukee.
You'd give me a ride?
Sure we will. Why not? You got to get home and see your kid.
A ride to Chicago?
Sure. It's Christmas time.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
If you don't mind going with some polka bums.
No, I'd love to.
Ma.
Huh?
Look at this. I think we're getting scammed by a kindergarten.
Kids there, the parents gotta be.
He's home alone.
You gotta be kidding me. You wanna come back tonight?
Uh-huh.
Even with the kid here?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's a good idea, Harry.
Hey, look, that house is the only reason we started working this block in the first place. Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
So let's take it one step at a time, okay? We'll unload the van. Get a bite to eat. We'll come back about 9 o'clock. This way it's dark then.
Yeah. Kids are scared of the dark.
You're afraid of the dark too, Mom.
I'm not.
Not, not, not.
You are so.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Hey, nice shoes.
Oh, thanks.
Is he still here? It's really important that I see him.
Well, he's getting in his car. I guess if you hurry, you can catch him.
Damn. How low can you get giving Kris Kringle a parking ticket on Christmas Eve? What's next? Rabies shots for the Easter Bunny?
Dad, hold on. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, if you make it quick. Santa's got a little get-together he's late for.
Okay. I know you're not the real Santa Claus.
What makes you say that? Just out of curiosity.
I'm old enough to know how it works.
All right.
But I also know that you work for him. I'd like you to give him a message.
Shoot.
I'm Kevin McAllister, 671 Lincoln Boulevard. Do you need the phone number?
Nah, that's all right.
Okay, this is extremely important. Would you please tell him that instead of presents this year, I just want my family back. No toys, nothing but Peter, Kate, Buzz, Megan, Lenny, and Jeff. And my aunt and my cousins. And if he has time, my Uncle Frank. Okay?
Okay. See what I can do.
Thanks.
Wait, hold on a second. My elf took the last of the candy canes home to her boyfriend.
That's okay.
No, don't be silly. Everybody sees Santa's gotta get something. Here, pull out your little paw there. There you go. Don't spoil your dinner.
I won't. Thanks.
Thank you.
Christmas. May I sit down? That's my granddaughter up there. The little red-haired girl. She's about your age. You know her?
No.
You live next to me, don't you? You can say hello when you see me. You don't have to be afraid. There's a lot of things going around about me, but none of it's true. Okay? Been a good boy this year?
I think so.
You swear to it?
No.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Well, this is the place to be if you're feeling bad about yourself.
It is?
I think so.
Are you feeling bad about yourself?
No.
I've been kind of a pain lately. I said some things I shouldn't have. I really haven't been too good this year.
Yeah.
I'm kind of upset about it because I really like my family. Even though sometimes I say I don't. Sometimes I even think I don't. Do you get that?
I think so. How you feel about your family is a complicated thing.
Especially with an older brother.
Deep down, you always love them. You can forget that you love them. And you can hurt them, and they can hurt you. And that's not just because you're young. You want to know the real reason why I'm here right now?
Sure.
I came to hear my granddaughter sing. And I can't come and hear her tonight.
You have plans?
No. I'm not welcome.
At church?
Oh, you're always welcome at church. I'm not welcome with my son. Years back, before you and your family moved on the block, I had an argument with my son.
How old is he?
Well, he's grown up. We lost our tempers, and I said I didn't care to see him anymore. He said the same. We haven't spoken to each other since.
If you miss him, why don't you call him?
I'm afraid if I call him, he won't talk to me.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm just afraid he won't.
No offense, but aren't you a little old to be afraid?
You can be a little old for a lot of things. You're never too old to be afraid.
That's true. I've always been afraid of our basement. It's dark, there's weird stuff down there, and it smells funny, that sort of thing. It's bothered me for years.
The basements are like that.
Then I made myself go down there to do some laundry, and I found out it's not so bad. All this time I've been worrying about it, but if you turn on the lights, it's no big deal.
What's your point?
My point is you should call your son.
What if he won't talk to me?
At least you'll know. Then you can stop worrying about it, and he won't have to be afraid anymore. I don't care how mad I was, I talked to my dad, especially around the holidays.
I don't know.
Just give it a shot, for your granddaughter anyway. I'm sure she misses you and the presents.
I sent her a check.
Wish my grandparents did that. They always send me clothes. Last year, I got a sweater with a big burr knitted on it.
Oh, that's nice.
Not for a guy in the second grade. You can get beat up for wearing something like that.
Oh?
Yeah. I have a friend who got nailed because there was a rumor he wore dinosaur pajamas.
You better run along home where you belong. You think about what I said, all right?
Okay.
It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. What about you?
Me?
Yeah, you and your son.
We'll see what happens. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Alex come back for the truck.
How do you want to go in?
We'll go to the back door. Maybe he'll let us in. You never know.
Yeah, he's a kid. Kids are stupid.
Bless his highly nutritious microwave macaroni and cheese dinner and the people who sold it on sale. Amen. Don't get scared now.
Merry Christmas, little fella. We know that you're in there and that you're all alone.
Yeah, come on, kid, open up. It's Santa Claus and it's Elf.
We're not gonna hurt you.
No, no. Got some nice presents for you.
Be a good little fella now and open the door.
Shoot! What? 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 What happened?
Get that little... Hello.
Yes!
Yes!
The little jerk is armed! That's it! That's it! I'm going on the front, you go down the basement!
You little.
Ah!
Kid, we're already in the house. We're gonna get you.
Okay, come and get me.
Who are you? Now you're dead! Take your shoes off.
Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
I'm up here, you morons. Come and get me. You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Heads up! Don't worry, Marv, I'll get him for you!
Harry!
No!
Yes!
He's only a kid, Harry. We can take him.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Oh.
What is it?
You're missing some teeth.
Where? That's my gold tooth. My gold tooth. I'll kill him! I'll kill him! Oh, bomb me with one more can, kid, and I'll snap up your cojones and boil the motor oil!
My house is being robbed. My address is 656 Lincoln Boulevard. My name's Murphy.
Watch me, you never know what's up there. There he is!
Get up! I got him!
What are you doing, Marv?
Mary, don't move.
Marv?
Don't move.
Marv, what are you doing? Marv.
Ay! Gee! So
frivolous. Did I get him?
Shut up.
Did I get him? Where is it? Where is it?
Never mind, I just get it. How do you like it, huh? You jerk! Get the kid, girl. Get the kid.
Go. Maybe committed suicide.
Down here, you big horse's ass. Come and get me before I call the police.
Let's get
Wait. It's just what he wants us to do. It's to go back downstairs through his funhouse so we get all tore up.
You gotta call the cops.
He's not calling the cops. From a treehouse? Come on.
Out the window?
Yeah.
Not going out the window?
Why, you scared, Marv? Are you afraid? Come on, get out here. Outsmarted you this time. Get over here.
What are we gonna do to him, Harry?
I'll do exactly what he did to us. And I'll burn his head with a blowtorch.
Go ahead, smash his face with an iron.
I can slap him right in the face with a paint can, maybe.
Or shove a nail through his foot.
First thing I'm gonna do is bite off every one of these little fingers, one at a time.
Come on, let's get you home.
Nice move. Always leaving the water running. Now we know each and every house that you've hit.
Hey, you know, we've been looking for you two guys for a long time.
Yeah.
I'll remember,
we're the Wet Bandits. Wet Bandits.
And W. Shut up! Shut up! Get
out! Come on.
The end of the head, pal!
Come on.
Have yours.
yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I'm a bad parent. I'm a bad parent.
You're not. You know, you're beating yourself up there. You know, come on, this happens. This thing happens. You know, you want to talk about bad parents? Look at us. I mean, we're on the road 48, 49 weeks out of the year. We hardly see our families. You know, Joe over there, gosh, you know, he forgets his kids' names half the time. Ziggy over there, he's never even met his kid. Eddie. Let's just hope none of them write a book about him.
And tell me, have you ever gone on vacation and left your child home?
No. But I did leave one at a funeral parlor once. Yeah, it was terrible, too. You know, I was all distraught and everything, you know, the wife and I. We left the little tyke there in the funeral parlor all day. All day. You know, when we went back at night, when we came to our senses, and there he was. Apparently he was there alone all day with a corpse. Now, he was okay, you know, after 6-7 weeks. And I came around, started talking again. But he's okay. You know, they get over it. Kids are resilient like that.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this.
Well, you brought it up. I was just, trying to cheer
I'm
you up.
I'm sorry I didn't. Christmas, sweetheart. Oh, Kevin, I'm so sorry.
Where's everybody else?
Oh, baby, they couldn't come. They wanted to so much.
No, I didn't fall asleep in back of the cabin, Jewel. Did I?
You do, Jewel.
I spit.
Come on, you guys, let's rest.
Ah, you're all right. I love you.
You okay?
Hey, Kev. It's pretty cool that you didn't burn the place down.
Thanks, Buzz.
Wait a minute. How did you guys get home?
Oh, he took the morning flight, remember? The one you didn't want to wait for?
Oh, no. Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Well, someone has to find an open store. We don't even have milk here.
I went shopping yesterday.
You shopping?
I got the milk, eggs, and fabric softener.
No kidding. What a funny guy. What else did you do while we were away?
Just hung around.
You guys, put yourself upstairs, Mister.
You went shopping?
Yes, go.
He doesn't know how to tie his shoe. He's going shopping. This is not the
honey, what's this?